Not an easy road. That is the message from Jamaica's government in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. Barbados' economy grows by 2.7% in the first 9 months of 2025. And retired broadcaster Stetson Babb and community activist Dwayne Grisette, among 22 Christchurch residents, honored this morning at State House. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Jamaica has declared a national disaster after Hurricane Melissa, now one of the strongest hurricanes ever to make landfall in the Atlantic, slamming into the island with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. The western parishes of St. Elizabeth, Manchester, Westmoreland, and Clarendon are among the hardest hit, with roofs ripped off of homes, hospitals, entire communities flooded, and landslides reported. In addition, more than 540,000 customers are without power. Information Minister Dana Morris spoke to citizens earlier and said that while the western side of the island was severely damaged, an immediate focus will be placed on Kingston due to the size of the population.
Our goal is to bring back up Kingston. Kingston has a million citizens, and so it is important that we get Kingston back up. It was not badly damaged, and we are grateful to God for that. And where there has not been much damage, we will bring those areas back. It's the same thing with electricity. The JPS has said that they will start restoring those areas that had minimal damage. So in Kingston, St. Catherine, St. Thomas, we'll start to see electricity being restored more quickly, and then they will be damaged areas.
Jamaica's Information Minister, Dana Morris. Meantime, journalist Victor McFarlane, well unable to connect with us for most of the morning, sent an update moments ago as some power has been restored in the Kingston area.
The government is currently evaluating damage to critical infrastructure, including both international airports, hospitals, schools, and the nation's electric grid. In Kingston, there has not been much damage. Electricity and telecoms are intact in some areas of Kingston, but over 80% of the nation is without electricity. Some people are still unable to contact loved ones in Western Jamaica, which bore the brunt of the hurricane's fury. After 7 days of anticipation, Jamaica is finally breathing a sigh of relief now that Hurricane Melissa has passed. Despite the storm's fury, there's a glimmer of hope in the fact that, miraculously, no fatalities have been reported. From Kingston, I'm Victor McFarlane.
Barbados' economy recorded growth of 2.7% over the first 9 months of this year. Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, made this disclosure this morning as he presented the review of the economy covering the period January 1st to September 30th, 2025. Dr. Greenidge says several factors contributed to the positive performance.
The performance on the tourism contributed increased tourism GDP, or GDP by 9%. The value added in the tourism sector. In agriculture sector grew by 10.1%, and that's on the back of higher root crops, food and vegetables, chicken and other meat output. Those outpaced declines in milk and declines in fish production.
He further highlighted that both the financial sector and construction industry were among the key drivers of the growth.
Construction sector that expanded by 6.1%, reflecting mainly construction. In private construction, we have projects such as the Rollerton, Pendry, Ape Surveillance, Covey Residence, Welsh's Plaza, and several other condominiums. That coupled with public investment in roads, in the Newton Insulaf Burial Ground Memorial, in the National Performing Arts Center, and others like that, that continue lifting construction, as I mentioned, 6.1%. And business other services, which that's one of the largest sectors, that increased by 3.1%, and that is driven by demand for financial, insurance, and real estate services.
Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. A full feature of the review will be heard and aired at 6 p.m. on VOB 92.9 FM this evening. This is the Lunchtime Edition. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is challenging government to clearly outline its position on oil exploration, saying the issue could shape the next stage of Barbados' development. Speaking in Parliament during the debate on the Barbados National Energy Company Transfer Investing Assets Bill, which was later passed, Mr. Thorne urged government to share its vision for the sector and explain its long-term energy policies.
Come to the people of this country and say to them, what shall be the next frontier for this country's development? We're here today about oil. And so I'm going to ask questions pertaining to oil and its prospect and the plans of the government and the policies of the government in relation to oil exploration. First question pertained to government's policy position in relation to that pending dispute which threatens the peace of this region. The second question is government's position in relation to oil exploration, which may have implications for economic success.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Meanwhile, senior minister in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. William Duguid, says the discussion should not be narrowly viewed as one about oil, but rather about energy in all forms.
This is not about oil.
That's right.
This is about energy.
That's the point.
And he misses the point. Because oil is not the only source of energy. Energy can be got from the sun in terms of solar. Energy can be got from the wind in terms of wind turbines. Energy can be got by many other sources, geothermal. This is not about oil and oil alone. This is about transforming a nation, using the nation and all the aspects of the nation to be able to generate energy. That is what this is about.
Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. William Duguid. 22 residents of Christchurch were today honoured at State House for their voluntary service to the parish. The recipients received insignia from President of Barbados, Dame Sandra Mason, in recognition of their long-standing contributions to community development and parish life. Several parish ministers congratulated the recipients on their honour, and Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for culture, Dr. Chantal Munro Knight, called the recognition a main feature of We Gathering.
For me, this is one of the standout elements of We Gathering. For us to be able to recognise you, as Minister Abrams would have said before, that have worked on the ground, worked continuously and worked tirelessly, is exactly what We Gathering is about. It's not the events per se. We do that as a part of it. But it is this. It is that highlighting of community.
Senator Dr. Chantal Munro Knight, retired broadcaster and community activist Stetson Babb, was one of the recipients of the honour this morning. Mr. Babb expressed how significant it was that he was recognised for his volunteerism.
First of all, I'm humbled and honored to be so awarded. And it's particularly significant for me because it does not relate to my professional endeavors that most of the public will be aware of, but for an aspect of my life that many other people apart from my neighbors and my community certainly would be aware. And that is my community service. For many years, I led the Graham Hall Park Residents Association and Neighborhood Watch. It has become one of the most vibrant associations and neighborhood watches across the country. And my commitment to that is rooted in a particular principle. This great nation of ours, the bedrock of this great nation, is strong communities. I think that ethos, that spirit must be enforced, enhanced, protected. We all need to be part of the solution, not be a part of the problem.
Volunteerism.
That's retired broadcasting community activist Stetson Babb. Our top stories. Not an easy road. That is the message from Jamaica's government in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Melissa, where over 500,000 people remain without power. Barbados' economy grows by 2.7% in the first 9 months of 2025. The revelation made by Governor of the Central Bank, Dr. Kevin Grinish, this morning reviewing the economy's performance. And Stetson Babb and Dwayne Grisette among 22 Christchurch residents honoured this morning at State House. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.